Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and for the last couple of days, we've been in the book of Nehemiah. It's been good. We've simply been in chapter 8, looking to see what a grateful people did when the word of God was opened before them. We saw that Ezra the priest and many others, including the Levites, were there not only as Ezra read the law, but they gathered together, perhaps in small groups, to discuss how the law had just been unfolded to them. And they gave the sense and understanding to the people who heard the law proclaimed. There was great joy. There was also some sorrow because the people realized that they had been failing to live up to what God expected of His chosen people. But the joy overpowered the sorrow because the Word of God in its power gave them what they needed. And we saw yesterday that when the reading was done, Nehemiah and Ezra and the Levites who taught the people reminded them that this was a holy day and that they should be absolutely rejoicing, sending gifts, and realizing to the full that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we saw in verse 12 that indeed the people did send portions to those who didn't have anything, and they rejoiced greatly because they understood the words that were declared to them. And from verse 13 we see this. Now on the second day, the heads of the fathers' houses of all the people, with the priests and the Levites, were gathered to Ezra the scribe in order to understand the words of the law, and they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month, and that they should announce and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go out to the mountain and bring olive branches, branches of oil trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, and the branches of leafy trees, to make booths, as it is written. Then the people went out and brought them and made themselves booths, each one on the roof of his house, or in their courtyards, or on the courts of the house of God, and in the open square of the water gate, and of the open square of the gate of Ephraim. So the whole congregation of those who had returned from the captivity made booths and sat under the booths, for since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, until that day, the children of Israel had not done so, and there was very great gladness. Now before we look at verse 18 to conclude the matter, I just want to be clear about what happened. They were instructed to make temporary shelters. The Bible calls them booths, and to set them up to live for a little while in these temporary shelters. They needed to remember that for 40 years they slept in tents as they were making their way to the promised land, and God provided for them every step of the way. Sometimes we simply need to do something that reminds us of the goodness of God. After all, we are here that we might glorify our Heavenly Father, and Jesus sent His disciples, as He would send us, into the world to make disciples, to share the gospel, and bring forgiveness and, dare I say, happiness to all who will call on the name of the Lord. I want to get to verse 18 before my time is gone, for in verse 18 we note this: also, day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read from the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day, there was a sacred assembly according to the prescribed manner. You see, they didn't just get the law and jump in to do something. Every day, the law was read again and again, that they might know the law and live it. This tells me that I need to be in the Word of God every day to help facilitate my walk with the Lord, my growth as a believer in Jesus, and simply to know Him better. Oh, you may not need to go live in a temporary shelter, a booth, if you will, but let's find ourselves living in such a way that we are found to be obedient, telling everyone about our Savior. My time is gone, but this has been a good study, and I invite you to come back tomorrow for more Moments of Grace. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.